Local 270.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you ever belong to 39? You were always in 270?
The 39, it was before. We was prolonged 39. After they make Italia.
Oh, they made an Italian local.
Yeah.
So 270 was all Italian.
Yeah, we was prolonged 39. The begin. I remember 39.
Now, there was, do you remember when the Italian local started? Was it during the war?
Oh, I don't know, honey. Mm-hmm. It's a long time.
When you showed me the card, it said 1920. Was that when it began, do you think? Did you join?
Oh, I think, I showed the card, but I was working. You see, I got the card, that's all I got. I was working before, because the first war, I come back as catch one month.
Well, during the first war, were you in Local 39?
I think so.
Were there a lot of women in the Italian local, or was it mainly men?
No, a mix of men and women.
Did you go to meetings?
Yes. If we was prolonged, something happened, we go over there.
You didn't go to meetings every month, only when there was.
We ever they said tonight we go to Junior, we go to Junior. When they ask, we go. In the weekday. See, after we work, a lot of times we go to Junior. And just like here in California, too. Once in a while, there they go.
Now, there was a union formed, that's the one, a local, that's the one Sarah was in, that was of all women. Women from different locals went into a local that was all women. That was 275. Did you know about that women's local?
No, I don't know.
You'd never heard about it at all?
She more because she was a business session. She was a charity. She know more. She was and I was no charity. See, I was plain. See, she know more. Sarah,
you were never a charity at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. Were most of the shops that you worked in all Italian? The workers?
Oh no, all are mixed. Mm-hmm. Polish, Jewish, all a nation. German, every nation.
Yeah. Where did you start learning your English?
What do you mean English?
Did you go to class at all to learn English? Or you just picked it up?
See, only here I went to California, I went to the school. I got it. Mrs. Adams.
You went to a night school?
No, see, this Mrs. Adams, she was an evangelist, and she was English. Across the street, my brother.
Wait, are you talking about Jane Adams at the Hull House?
No.
Where was this? Was this on Halsted Street?
No, this was South Side.
Oh.
A lady, she have a church. Mm-hmm. And there was a gun in the neighborhood. And they ask, but everyone, I and my sister-in-law, everyone was alone. I still got a book.
Was this while you were still single?
No, after marriage, yeah. No, single, I went, nothing.
At home with your husband, did you talk mainly Italian, though, or did you speak English?
Yeah, we were talking Italian.
And in the neighborhood, you mainly used Italian?
Italian, sometimes we talk English, sometimes, we pick it up.
Now, at the union meetings, once the Italian local was formed, they spoke Italian.
When you go to the other one, they would speak English, when there was a fair body.
Mm-hmm. But didn't they always have some Italian speakers?
Well, when they have the local, they have some. He was talking.
Was Gian Pietri the head of your local? Do you remember?
What?
Gian Pietri?
Pietri? Pietra, I think something, what they was doing this.
I think he may have been the head of the local or the business agent.
It was in Kyoto, one that was in Kyoto. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was from your local?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you told me before that Sarah was your business agent. Did that tell you no?
That's what she told me. We see in the New Year. That's why she said she was a business agent.
Oh, you don't remember her as your business agent?
No, it was mine. No, you know, Chicago Bank. That's a big, just like Chicago. Yeah, California.
So she wasn't the business agent for your shop?
No. There was in Kyoto. There was another one, Luigi. Yeah, one man was named Luigi. You know, there's a lot.
Now, Carmela, a lot of the locals in the Amalgamated in the early days were very radical. Was the Italian local radical? Were there socialists in the Italian local?
Well, they never said there at that time. They never mentioned. See? Especially, they never mentioned there was communists, nothing. Sacramento, you remember Sacramento? At the time, they said there was, we was gone, pick, we was fighting a fair back, you know. We fighting there at that time. We was feel sorry for him. Sacramento, yeah. I don't see it, I remember. We have a big fight. We have a big demonstration. Yeah.
From the whole union?
For the whole union.
But you don't remember in your local the Italians really talking about socialism or anarchism? Or
No. I was too much deep, you know. See, I don't have no time. When I was the time I come home, I have children, you know.
So your affiliation with the union was mainly when there was trouble and they would call everyone together.
Yeah. When we was in the strike. Mm-hmm. When we was in the union, they're fighting each other.
Who was fighting each other?
Between them, you know, between the union, you know, between they don't do it right away, they don't do it right away. They're fighting all the time.
Now, what was your day like when your children were young and you were working? What time would you get up, for instance?
Oh, we must get up at 5 o'clock. 5:30, 5 o'clock. So, 5 o'clock, we get up. We must do we must start. We must walk. We start at 6 o'clock.
You left the house at 6? For
sure. If we take more than an hour, we walk straight to, for say, 5 cents. The bus was 5 cents.
And what did you do with the children when you left the house? Did you take them somewhere?
Oh, when I have a nursery. There was take care. Oh, there was my sister-in-law. She was to take care of some. You know, we was help each other.
So you would take them somewhere when you left?
Yeah.
Or did she come to the house to watch them?
No. I know you have no money for pay.
No, I mean for your sister-in-law, though.
No.
You took them to her?
Yeah. That was a good favor, see, for the...
And then what time did you start work?
Oh, 7:30. 7:30, we started work. After they changed, 7:45.
And how long did you have for lunch?
I think half an hour, 3 hours, or 3/4 hour. I don't know, half an hour, 3/4 hour. I think something like that.
And then what time did you finish work?
What time did we finish work? Especially when we have the noon year. Sometimes we 5, 6 o'clock, sometimes we work no 10:30, 7 o'clock, we come home.
Well, once you had the union, you got pay and a half for when you worked late.
Oh, after that, a long time. We was a straight pay. After that, start time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we was working Sunday, too.
Did you get time and a half?
No,
on
no. That time I'm not thinking was in New Year at that time. No, I'm not thinking I have a New Year at that time. Let's got your milk. Every work, same price. Yeah.
So when you first started at Scotch Woolen Mill, they didn't have a union in the beginning.
No. I checked for Mike either. Chicago, they don't have no union. See, that's where we started in 1910 in Chicago. You know the history, see? See, all the checked for Mike was in strike. Yeah. After well, that the company, they're going to strike too. Yeah. After, you know yourself, when they start the trouble, it's all.
By 1919, Scotch Woolen Mill had the union, didn't they?
Oh, yes, they have it, yeah.
What kind of pay did you get at Scotch Woolen Mill?
The pay? We're not making much money because if I make a dollar, I must make a undercoat, see, 75 coat. That penny and a half, we take a pool based. I have that big book, the stamps, you know, the tickets. You remember my. Oh, see, my husband, poor thing. Sammy doesn't remember yet. See, because it's cheap. Penny and a half.
It was a penny and a half a coat.
Oh, yeah. Corner taker. We cut it off, we turn around, we take a penny and a half. Yeah. We don't wear. One time I make $5, $7. You lucky?
For the week.
You sure?
How many coats could you do in an hour? How long did it take you to do one coat?
Well, the time I don't know, but because we make lots of coats, we know look. So you want to know for the armor based? For the armor based, we was make two coats an hour, three coats an hour. But this, there was, you know, depending on if you were.
That was fast.
Somebody can make depend an hour and a half. You know, you do fast one. Somebody the fast, somebody they have a lock, they let them go through. If somebody did not have no lock.
The person who gave out the work, were they fair in terms of giving everyone work?
Or the people...
The one who used to pass around the work. Were they fair about distributing the work?
Yes, it was fair, yeah. Especially when we was this Mary Slaska, this very nice, she was the first one. And it was a give, we have two coats on the floor. And when we have two coats, they skip.
Oh.
See.
And they go to the next one.
They skip, she was the first one, mm-hmm. She make my money.
And what was your husband doing at this time when you were working at Scotch Woolen Mill? He was still working on the buildings?
He was working on the tech. It depended the summer that time. They was working on the labor. After they go on the streetcar, the pen, they can find.
Was he able to find work regularly?
Oh, yeah, he was a dandy worker, see. After 1925, he was sick. He can't work anymore.
He didn't work at all?
No.
So you supported the family yourself?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get any money from anywhere?
No. Oh, give him no money. Well, I see he was working, that time my husband was sick. He was working, they was make a bridge for cement. Okay. And the cement, they're going to ice. See, at that time, since that time, yeah, I have a hard time. Well, thank God. I still live.
He didn't work the rest of his life then?
After, no. He was working at home. They was doing something in the house. Yeah. Then Sananta, you know, I have no social security. He take care of mine when I retire.
So how much did you make then when you were supporting the whole family? Do you remember?
Well, sometimes when it was better, sometimes $15, sometimes $20, sometimes it depends.
So that must have been a really hard life for you if you were supporting five people.
Oh, sure.
Seven people. Yeah. Six people.
Six in the house. Pay rent.
How much was your rent then? Do you remember?
This is 1925. I have a market the road. See, I have my house at that time.
Oh, you had a house then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1925, I have my house. Yeah. See, before, I was to pay rent, I was to pay $10, $8 a month.
And then you bought your own house?
After well, I buy a house. We started a little bit of things.
Did he stay home and take care of the children then?
Yeah, after well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Take care of the house.
Where were you working then in 1925 when he had the accident? Were you at Scottville and Mill then?
1925. I think I was working at Embon.
Oh, so you'd already started
there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then you stayed there until you came to California.
After the 25, I came to 47. Uh-huh. I came to California 47. Look at how much long it was.
What was the most that you made in Chicago? Do you remember?
Oh, most I was making a sketch. No, what I told.
The Chicago Cubs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How much was that?
Well, there was a pay me the. How much did it pay? 50 cents an hour, I think. You know, it was a payment. You know, I was making lots of money.
Now, how about during the Depression? Were you able to work during the Depression? 1929?
Oh, yeah, I was working at the Depression, oh, yes. 1930. That's how I lose my bill. all of my profits, then I lose everything that time.
Your house, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Depression.
But you kept your job?
Yeah. I thought it was a work. Yeah, I lose my belly.
Now, Carmela, once you came out to Los Angeles, you kept working now.
Yeah.
Where did you work in Los Angeles?
I was working Louis Roth. I was working 20th Century. I was working. They asked me when I was making a little bit, I go. Because I was afraid of that.
Yeah. What kind of work did you do out there?
Armhole based. Yeah. Sometimes I was a day worker too.
The armhole basting was always piecework?
Yeah, piecework. That time it was pay cheap. And now they pay good money. So I was working now. See, this is Sarah. And she said she was working $3 an hour. Well, we were so much. You remember how much I have at the Chicago account? See, maybe $1.50, something like that. I think $1.50. Yeah.
So that was an hour. That wasn't piecework then.
Piecework was very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that would have been...
That's the month I make more money.
That was in the early 40s, so I think it was before that.
That was during the war.
During
the World War II.
No, we was here in California.
Not during the war, no.
No, after the war, the Second World War. The Second World War...
42, 43, 44. That was the war in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was when you're
making
dollar and a half. No, we make it, yeah.
Here?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm making it.
That's not Chicago.
No. We don't make that much money on dollar. Oh, no. We don't have, no. Maybe I have 75 cents or 50 cents, no. That's much money. So, you know, a lot of people, they're 20 cents an hour, 10 cents an hour. Yeah.
After your husband couldn't work anymore, 1925, were there any periods that you were out of work for a long time?
Well, I was working, the factory, we was my age. When I have work, I go in there, you know. Otherwise, I know I was look all around, I find another one job. I can tell.
But you were always able to find
Yes. Mm-hmm. See, we was work. After the New Year, the nose was so strong that time, it was about all around, see. But after the woods, the New Year was strong, we can't do no more. We must have the New Year receipt, you know, they have must have permitted the New Year. It is gone there. It say we know we can go. See? After there was the New Year strong, that time there was a week, the New Year. It was strong. And there was no work, there was open, you can go any time for the factory. Now you can do no more. No.
How did you feel about the union?
Oh, thank you. So then it was for them. No, the union are all right. The union are all right. You know, sometimes they go too much.
Too much how? What kind?
No, too slack. See, all of the trouble that's still now for the scap, this animal work, we have the trouble over there that time, too. All the time. They're fighting, the animal, the work Japan, the animal there. All the time we have the trouble. Maybe the first time. Need something new.
Did you ever go to a shop that was on strike?
No. We was called a scap, no. Mm-mm. No, we was against her. I was against her. Mm-hmm. We was called a scap. So they don't go work, the boss, the settle. They go work, they not settle. No, the union, they do something good. I know, So now with the union, we know ever this. We got a check every month.
We have a pension from the union?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember anything about the union bank in Chicago?
Yes. I remember. Somebody steal money.
Did you keep your money in the Union Bank?
I don't know. I say I have $25. I don't know. I don't know. Remember? See? No, because it was far away. It was far away. We live outside. So no, one. He have money. I don't know how much they take the money. About 25. I don't know how much they steal. They go away. Wait, you know that?
Yeah. I didn't know that, no. I knew that there was a union bank.
Yeah, there was a union bank. Sometimes somebody, they steal money. Yeah.
Carmela, when you were, the whole time you were working, who would you and your husband see as friends? Did you go to union activities? The Italian local would have a lot of picnics and things like that. Did you and your family go to those?
In Chicago? He was in Chicago, has he done the picnic? Oh, yeah.
We
was here, we was going to picnic.
But in Chicago?
In Chicago. We see, I don't have enough time, honey.
While the kids were growing up, I don't think so. I never heard them discuss it.
No, I don't think. I don't remember. Yeah, California, we have a picnic. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful picnic. We go to pick all the family. We enjoy ourselves. I don't remember. No, the number. No, they start again for the senior series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was the first time this year.
Well, when you were in Chicago, who were most of your friends? Was it mainly your family? When you were married and had your children, who did you see? Who were your friends that you would see?
Well, our family, mm-hmm. Our parents. We were close. No, just like a year. But see, we will say family, and every holiday we was in the family. One time my house, one time my brother, we was all of the. No.
Then when did you retire?
When did I retire? 1939, I think. 39.
No, when did you stop working?
Retired.
Retired now, 29, I think, no?
Oh, 29 years?
No. 59. 59. Yeah, 59.
It's
59.
And when did your husband die?
Oh, my, 56. 66, yeah.
1966.
Yeah, 7 years ago. He died. It must be 7 years, yeah.
So yeah, you were actually over 65 when you started working then?
I stopped at 64, then I was no work. I started at 65, I worked a little bit at 65, yes.
And then once you retired, you started getting the pension from the union?
Yeah. They gave me $50.
When did you go on your trip to Italy?
2 years ago.
Oh.
71.
Have you... How did you feel about retirement? Was it hard for you to retire? You'd worked an awful lot of years.
Oh, I tell you. Oh, I'm so sick.
You got sick after you retired?
Yeah. I was sick, but I was feeling bad. And, they stay home. I was every morning, every night. It was a terrible. I was fine. You see, my ethnic kids, I had no car. You see, we must take a bus, that's not good, we say when we work, I was 65, they retired at 62, and after we reach, not good no more.
How did you finally get used to it? Did you get involved in other activity?
Yeah, that's why we go in the park. Mm-hmm. You see, my husband was like, in the park, we got a...
Senior
cities. And every go, my husband poor things, come on. He want to go. I tell you the truth. He was like a go in the union too. Every month he was like a go.
Oh, to the retirees?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of people don't know my husband over there. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, he was like a tell. He was poor thing. He was an anxiety. Come on. We take fresh air.
So it was hard after you retired then.
She's a member, yeah.
Because out of the house. I never thought she was doing anything like that because he waited a long time for her to retire.
You just didn't like being cooped up in the house all day.
No, and see, we have a habit. I got a habit. 5 o'clock, I can't sleep no more. A lot of people, they want to know, are you sleeping? You call me. A lot of people, I call them because they're sleeping. Because they know I...
How long did it take you to finally adjust to it?
Well, the adjust.
I think it was about a year, almost a year.
You know, huh?
After you retired, you were restless for a year. She just got off and take off and walk to the stores, walk to her friends where it's gorgeous.
Oh, I was for walk and, okay, I was.
She was walking out of frustration.
Oh, yeah, I was good work. Lecture. I was for victory. Oh, what they call it, a fancy, where?
Bel Air.
Bel Air, New York or there. Where?
You don't miss work now, though, do you? You still miss working?
Oh, well, yeah, no more now. Before, yeah. I was work a couple of times after I retired.
Oh, after you retired?
Yeah, I work, see. You remember?
Wasn't too much.
No, too much.
Just a few my
orphanage said, that's enough. You work too much. I work a little bit. I know.
What did he do with his time all those years when he couldn't work, your husband?
Oh, you find work. You go in the back. You eat the little house and the cutter.
Clean the house. He'd do all the cooking for her.
Okay. They watch my window.
It was a reverse role. You know, like today, some people talk about it. He was very, very happy. And the angle they had, he had golden hands, we always said, because he could fix anything. They didn't have to call him a plumber.
So when you came home from work, he had dinner already?
Oh, he was a cook for me. Oh, yes.
You never been able to work.
Oh, yes. It was terrible. Well, I want to go home. I want to go make a cook for my husband. And the people say, your husband? Yeah, she can work. And the poor thing, they say, oh, when you stay home, when you stop.
Oh, I think you
Oh, yeah, it was a long time.
After the kids grew up?
Yeah.
Well, I thought we should stop up and over there. Now, thank God I got $85 for the new year, you know.
Was he a good cook?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That is new for myself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all right. I was a petrified age. Otherwise, if I want to cook, I can cook, you know? All right. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Ah, she was a time. Oh, go ahead. I make. Go ahead. All right. I said, go ahead. Mike. Take a chance, you know.
My husband can't boil water.
My husband says, that was what made it possible for you to work, really, that he stayed home, wasn't it?
Oh, that was a help of me. It was a cleaning my house, too. And you know what it was? For sure, he cleaned in the house. He take the chair, he put him on the top of the table, and he leave it there. First, he cleaned the house. So there was a leave the chair there. He said, oh, no, you don't clean the house. He get the kitchen, they put him on the table, in the chair, in the top of the table, wash the floor, you know, it was dandy, you know. After 6 months before you die, it's like. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add that we didn't talk about?
What do you want? you want some more? You
got. Is there anything else you can think of that would be interesting for someone to know about, you know, someone who came from Italy and worked all that time?
Oh, yeah. My son, 65 for nobody. Only me. That what I.
You know of.
Yeah. See, Francie, she no work.
Oh, I see. You're talking about your immediate circle of friends and relatives.
My sister-in-law, they never work at 65. Only me.
When did you become a citizen, Carmela? Did you become a citizen?
Oh, yes.
When was that? Do you remember?
I think 1922.
Oh, early.
I see my husband. At that time, when the husband take the paper, the wife, the altogether. After long time, I wrote everything. I find out I'm a worse.
You voted that whole time and everything?
Because that time, there was the husband, when I had the husband, for 9 days. For 9 days. Before my husband, he take the series of paper. Because
the law,
they changed the law. 9 days before my husband take the paper, then it was no good no more. But we don't know. See, all of that time, I was vote. After 15 years, find out I know it's the longer there. And after the longest in a month, well, I took my paper.
So you took your own papers?
Yeah.
So that was in the late 1930s then, that you took your own papers?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was over 14, 15 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, there must be 1935, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, that's pretty swell for you. You actually went after she had to go through the learning process.
Oh, yes.
Did you have to take English lessons then?
Yeah. you know, I studied. And there was one... It was in Chicago, no, it was in California. In Chicago, there was somebody, politician, you know. You must have politician. So, you know, especially in Chicago, you must have politician.
A favorite?
Yeah. He was very, and I say, he was a Jew, he was a very nice man, you know. And he said, all right, we told him, oh, no, this was for my husband. My husband, he took the paper.
Oh.
Well, when it was for my husband, and he said, well, he can do it. He said, you got a liberty bond. He said, yeah, you bring a liberty bond. The judge, he said, well, you know, the time, always.
As long as you're patriotic, you could be.
Yeah. And then, sure, at that time, we have a liberty bond of the First War.
Uh-huh.
We have about $400 that time, you know, $400 was too much that time, you know. And they showed, they said, oh, the judge, he said, oh, yeah, there was a sign. He said, Frank, you sign, he said, he take the paper. He said, he tied it up. He take one, he take another one. I see, and they call the judge. He said, well, you got a liberty bond? He said, yeah. This is a serious writing. Okay? Oh, for me, that's a different story. See, you have the paper. When I find out, I went.
How did you find out, finally?
Well, I don't know. You know, Democrats, they find out a lot of things.
The laws were changing.
Yeah, they changed. See, yeah, after 15 years, I found nothing. Well, I went. It was come some Democrat people, they helped me too. You know, that was nice. You see, I went. I studied. When I take my paper, they asked me, I have the pastor that time. And that was very, very, very nice.
In those days, everybody helped.
Yeah, that was helping me that time. And they asked me, there's a lot of questions, I answer. After I pass, I was right in the front of the judge. That's all they asked me. After the a lot of questions, they asked me. See, we go in one room. You know, you don't know. You don't know because you born here. You know, after going through all of the trouble, we go lots through the trouble. See, we go in one room down, another one desk, another one. The last one, when he passed, I went there and they asked me. I don't know when they come and they ask, who pay the police? I don't know where the money come. I don't know. Come, tax pay. He's all right. And it gets picked. That's all. No problem.
But you started voting in 1922 then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How did you feel about voting? That's almost just shortly after women got the vote. Were there many women who voted when you would go vote?
Oh yes. You know when this time the woman, this time the first war.
1920.
The Wilson. Mm-hmm. It Wilson they gave.
Do you
right.
remember hearing about that?
Yeah, I remember. He started the first war, Wilson. See, there was a second term. He said, give me the vote. And in the second war, they got the war. They give the right of woman for vote. This time, on men. The most. My husband can vote in the notary's paper. Everybody was scared that time. They was scared for the going to war. After the like, it was
How did you feel about women fighting for the vote? Did you think they should have it?
Well, sometimes all right, but sometimes not good. The women, they're going too far now. Libra. They want command. That's not good. There must be a right way.
What is the right way?
Well, there must be. See, there was no right. The man there was against for the woman. There must be men. They must treat the right way. See, they must be equal. When the equal is fine. Now, when the woman, the
That's what the woman lives trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah, my lots of women they've gone too far. The pool fallow now they push down.
But you thought women should get the vote.
Yeah, all right, equal, not too much too much caporal. You know caporal. Caporal.
Yeah.
See, because too much, they take a poor fellow, around 16 years old, 18 years old. You know yourself, after they put you down, right away, the chest move. I know, I think about the truth of my son.
When you started voting in 1922, were there very many women voting? Or there still weren't too many voting, were there?
Oh, yeah, there was a vote. Oh, okay. When they started, they go, everybody. Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of cities, women were afraid to go vote because the men would make fun of them for voting.
Well, that time, no.
Maybe a lot of them weren't citizens.
You know, I mean, the ones with that?
Are you in the first war? Yeah.
That was still a good thing the woman had voted. They'll never say it wasn't a good thing. That was still a good thing that the woman got
to vote. Yeah, I know. That's all right. But no, too much caporal.
Lady for president.
Yeah, they started, you know, the Mrs. Smith, you know.
You wouldn't like the idea of a woman being president?
I don't like. Because that's a man started. Why can't go in the front? She can fight. She can fight with a big mouth.